you know, sometimes, in the last couple of days or last couple of weeks, I have had a lot going on in my life, and there's been a lot of changes. Everything that's been changing has been for the good. I mean, going back to when I was in the hospital and I had COVID, you know, I honestly believe that during that time, I became closer to God, and for good reason. And over the last 2 years, it's been this struggle with me to kind of find out what's actually going on. And sometimes it's really difficult, especially when you seriously don't know, you know, what God has in store for us. And I take that to be the hardest part about being in, you know, being a child of God. I've always struggled with it for quite a long time, and in struggling with it, you have to seriously, you have to kind of take a step back, and you have to really, really, really focus, you know, like, and it just never seemed to get there the way I wanted it to. In the past 6 months, my wife Jody, she had left me for a short time, and during that time, I was able to start spending a lot more time going to church, surrounding myself with more church groups, and that was like, you know, starting to work for me. And then I can like remember I was actually sitting in the back, and I was listening to, you know, these sermons come across, and suddenly, you know, something's starting to stand out every time that the pastor was talking. And even when the outreach pastor was out there, he was talking, they were doing the series, that's what it's called. They do the series. And one of the series was, you know, after Jody had left me, she, you know, I started working on the house, and I just didn't have the money to do this, and I could not physically do what I needed to do. So, people from the church came out, and they literally helped me to, you know, tear up the carpet and help me move in a new washer, because my old one had to take a poop. And then during this time, when I was going to church, it says, you know, I don't know the exact phrase, but, you know, to give and take, you know, how much are you willing to give to be able to take back? And it kind of in a way was one of those things that actually was kind of scary in a way, because you really didn't know. I mean, you know, it's just like you hear it, it's like a voice, it's like you're starting to understand these sermons. And then I was struggling with other things that were actually happening. And when you struggle as much as I was at the time, it just seems to have this constant, like you're constantly overthinking it. And with that being said, you just, at some point, you just become, you know, am I learning anything from this? Is anything really actually happening? I mean, what is it that I'm taking from this? And you don't know. You just don't know, but you keep hearing it. And it's like these voices in your head. It's like this, you know, do this right now. Like sitting in church, I'll hear the sound, you know, it doesn't sound right, you know, because the guy that's running the sound, you know, he literally, something's, the mix ain't right, it just doesn't sound the way that I would do it, in other words. And so, you know, you keep doing this, and you keep doing it, and keep doing it, and at some point, you're just like, you know, what the hell am I doing, you know, and your mind is just like, do it. There's something telling me to do it, but then I don't do it. I don't do it. That's God's way. You know, this is just the way I look at it. And it's just amazing. So about 2 weeks ago, I have a friend of mine who I've been working with for quite a long time, and his name is Chris, and him and I go back and forth. So we had GHDR for a long time, and the premise behind it was that you know, this was we had a show that's called Late Night with Rob and Chris, and that was part of GHDR. Chris was my co-host, and we talk about everything. Believe me, we would talk about everything. And Chris is like one of my really good friends. After I got out of hospital, he's actually talked to me every single day. Sometimes not on the weekends or anything, but he's been there for me all the time. Doesn't matter when I call. I mean, he's there. And him and I always wanted to get the, you know, GHTR up and running. But, you know, things change, life's change, and there's not a whole lot that we can do. I mean, honestly, it's just, you know, it's just this one thing after another is happening. You know, Chris went through some really traumatic stuff, and it kind of really fizzled out the radio station. And then not to mention that during this time, I had Christy, who was on the show, and then I had a couple other co-hosts on there that were working with me. And then brought this this young man from Alabama, his name was Matt Williams. We brought him here to Grand Haven, and it kind of, like, the radio station itself kind of, like, you know, took a little bit of a hit, because all my time was devoted into promoting this guy. And I wish I had a little bit different outlook on it than I do, you know, then, like I do now. I think things over and again. How would I have done things differently? And with that being said, I just, you know, you just kind of have that feeling down deep inside that you know you're on the right track. You just don't know what to do. So that was kind of what was kind of ended it for quite a long time. And, you know, I'd done some things here and there, the summer of 2020, Chris and I were, I was actually talking to some investors to help us get the radio station up and going again. And it was like, things were progressing more and more in the direction that we wanted it to go. And I'm pretty confident now that, you know, even though we see it, you know, that way, I mean, everything was starting to click, and it was going to just be, it was going to take some time to get back to the way we were, you know. And, you know, Chris and I would talk about it all the time, you know, when we get back doing shows. And then, of course, you know, he's living his life. He's got to work, and he's got to make a living. He's got bills to pay. He has, you know, his family that he wants to spend time with. And he goes out and does a lot of recreational stuff. Like, he's into camping, goes out Bigfoot hunting, all these great things. I mean, he keeps himself really busy. Well, so the story goes that we were just talking about this, and then October of 2020, I came down with COVID and ended up spending 140 days in the hospital, having to learn how to walk all over again, learning how to put things together. You know, like, my left hand was all messed up, and, you know, that would be a different podcast. But so what ended up happening is I got out of the hospital, and, you know, like I said, he was talking to me, and we just talked, you know, let's do this, let's get the radio station going. And, you know, at that time, that was a perfect time for me to do it. But, you know, my mind was not where it used to be. I would lose concentration rather quickly, and that's kind of like, well, you know, this is where, you know, it's getting tough. And I kept talking about it, but, you know, again, there was resistance. I had the times that I could actually talk, And of course Chris had the times, but we could never really get together. So a couple weeks ago, him and I were talking, and we were talking about, you know, like doing this podcast, because, you know, I had a few ideas that I wanted to do. And him and I were on the phone. It was on a Friday night, and him and I were going back and forth about times. And what literally happened is he was going to be coming back late into town, and he didn't have a lot of time. And he was out and about the night before, and he was doing his thing. And I told his assistant that, you know, that in order for us to do a show, it had to be at 7:30, you know, in the morning. And, you know, some of our communication got broke down, and I didn't see a text where he said he wasn't going to be there, so I was up waiting. But in that time, it started to make me think. You know, I was thinking about the conversation where he does not have the time. He doesn't have, the only time he has is when it's convenient for him, not convenient for anybody else. I mean, he you know, he sacrificed a lot in the past, but I think for the most part, and believe me, we're getting up to it here. So there came this point that my mind just started racing, like it's almost like 100 miles an hour, and I said to myself, he's never gonna be ready to do this. I mean, he's trying to get his wife over here. He's, you know, he's really focused on doing that, you know, and he tried to ask this guy, you know, try to get this guy to do anything right now. He just don't have the time. I mean, no time whatsoever. So, you know, I kind of like, started thinking more and more, and I just said, you know what is, I just don't know what to do. I really didn't know what to do at the time. All I knew is I had some ideas. And then, so there was a point where I was on my way to work. I was driving myself to work, and I was listening to a young lady on YouTube, Sadie Robinson. I know that a lot of people have heard of her before. She's pretty famous. But there's this one thing that she said, and it was like really, really, something that I think that hit me like I've never been hit before in my life. And she was talking about, you know, she was talking about her past and how she got to where she was at, and the journey that, you know, led her to, you know, ministering to, you know, millions of people, trying to bring more and more people, not trying, but bringing people to closer to God. And in her story, there was this part in there where it literally opened up my eyes more than it has ever opened up my eyes in my entire life. It gave me a sense of relief. It gave me a sense of purpose. It honestly made me feel like I was, this is my purpose. So what she said was, is she said, you know, you got to find something that you're good at. Something that you're passionate at, something that you do really well, and use that to minister to the people and to bring people closer to God. And I was just like, you know, whoa. I heard this, then I was just like completely blown away by it. And I know it sounds crazy, but, you know, I was completely, completely and utterly blown away by this, because I just couldn't understand what I was actually hearing. And this weight was lifted off me like you would not believe. It was huge. And when I say that huge, I mean it was huge. It was very huge. and I was very excited about the whole thing. So what I started doing is I was thinking, oh, wait a minute, you know, how am I really gonna do this? So I started putting together, like, well, I can do this interview with this, you know, there's a guy I work with, and he's, you know, he went to school to be a physicist, and he's a really great guy, young guy. He's a gamer, he's everything that pretty much, you know, a gamer would be. He's really super intelligent, you know, I respect him a lot. And, you know, he knows, you know, in my mind, he knows that, you know, I'm techie, I'm geeky, just like, you know, anybody else. But here's the thing, and I said, well, you know, I could line him up, we could talk about this, and then all of a sudden, like, right now, it's in my head, it's like, let's change this up a little bit, let's put the science stuff behind right now, you know, and then let's sit down and have a conversation. And a conversation is how he became, what was his journey to in finding Christ? Did he do it at a younger age, or did he do it later in his years? Did something traumatic happen in his life that brought him to God? You know, and it was like one of those things that I'm like, oh, I think I got it. I think I know what I want to do. And then a really good friend of mine, like when I was sitting there thinking about it, a friend of mine, my phone rang out of nowhere. It's like, you know, it's like, whoa, it scared the crap out of me. And sure enough, it was a really good friend of mine. And his name's Tony. Or not Tony, Terry. And Terry was talking to me, and he goes, where you been, and all of that, and I was telling the whole story. He goes, yeah, I knew you got sick, and he goes, man, I'm so glad you pulled through this, and then, like, he goes to me, so what are you doing? And I go, I just told you what I was doing. He goes, no, what are you going to do? And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, what am I going to do? And, I told him, you know, some of the ideas, and we talked about Chris for a while, and he just, you know, he said, you know, I don't think you guys are ever going to have back what, you know, you lost. I think that ship has sailed. And I said, well, you know, I don't think so. You know, I think we could, you know, get together, but, you know, there's got to be some, you know, it's got to be some, you know, legwork. It's got to be all these things. It just can't be like, you know, he shows up in front of the mic, you know, and, you know, not doing any work to help promote this or in any shape or manner, because, you know, when we talked about it, he doesn't have time. And, you know, Terry goes, you know, listen, you know, he's living his own thing. He's doing his, you know, he's living his own life. And he goes, at this point, what are you going to really do? I mean, think about what you're going to do. And then I said to him, I said, well, you know, I would rather, you know, have this kind of like this back on the back burner, put it on the back burner, I guess is what I would say. Put it on the back burner. Let's do something different about this. And let me go forward to do exactly what I want to do. And doing what I want to do is what I just said, is, you know, setting up these interviews. And he goes, you know, for the first time, he goes, you know, the live shows, you could always do a live show down the road. Let's get some really good material out there. And I said, you know, Terry, I really don't know if I can ever go back to GHDR. Right now my mind is on something totally different. And I said, he goes, no, I know, you don't even have to tell me that. Because I totally get it. And I said, well, I'm kind of hoping that you do, because, you know, I just have this strong feeling, and it's growing on me, you know. And so we talked for a long, you know, he says, here, you know, let's do it this way. He goes, what do you need to get this started? And I said, well, there's some equipment I'd like to get. I mean, pretty much I can do anything from my office. I have the equipment to be able to do that. And he goes, yeah, but, you know, how are you going to get that equipment over to the people? And I go, well, you know, I thought about that. And I go, there is some equipment I can get, but I just don't have the money right now. And he goes, I'll tell you what, give me a list and we'll take care of that for you. And I said, no, you don't have to do that. And he says, don't. It's really not up to you. And I said, well, okay. So I ended up giving him a list, and he put it together, and I'm getting shipments in every day. I mean, it's not that much money, but it's enough to get me started. And, you know, taking my gear, half of my gear, and putting it what he got, it's going to be able to put it together. So last week and a half, I've been actually putting some shows together. The first one is going to be Jake, and we're going to talk about his journey, and I guarantee you we're going to get into some science and, you know, what he's doing, how he's doing it, and whatever the case may be. I think we're going to be on the right track for doing that. And with that being said, I've got a couple people lined up. I know at least right now I have at least four that will be willing to sit down and have a conversation about where we're at and how they, you know, it's all about that journey. What is the journey? How did they get there? You know, and we're going to do the podcast, but at the same time, we're going to have a stationary web, a video camera. So people can see it, so we can put it up on YouTube. They can see, you know, who the people, what the people look like. You know, I'm not going to get into multiple cameras as of right now, because I don't think it's needed at this point. I'm just getting it started, and, you know, Terry is helping me out a lot. A little background on Terry. I mean, he lives out in Seattle, Washington. He owns a total now of 6 radio stations throughout the country. And he was introduced to me right when GHGR was getting off the ground. And he said, you know, you guys are like, you know, you're playing some good music, but, you know, the talk radio is the best. And he said, here, I want you to do this. I'm going to pay for all your licensing fees. Just, I'll take care of all that. And he did. I mean, he never asked me for a dime. And, you know, he was on me for quite a while. I mean, he's been in the radio business for quite some time. Well, he definitely wants me to do this. I mean, he knows that I have the abilities. And so now that the equipment's coming in, I'm starting to get a little bit more organized. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm doing this podcast right now, because I'm building a new website. So, and, you know, this new journey that I'm on is really all for to give back to God for everything God has given to me. I mean, He spared my life. He gave me 2 great grandsons that were married while I was in the hospital. I mean, my grandson, Jackson, was born on the day I went to the hospital. And then my grandson, John Cecil, he was born on December 23rd. And I never got the opportunity to, be there on the days because of the pandemic and all this other stuff. No one could come visit me in the hospital, and it was just, you know, totally, you know, bad. But guess what? God had my back. He, and I wish I would have had a little bit more understanding then, but when Sadie said what she said, it kind of opened up a floodgate. This is my path. This is what God wants me to do. And, you know, I can't, you know, it's like I can't worry about my marriage right now, because it's going to run its course. It's going to go in the direction that God wants it to. I believe that in time, you know, either Jody is going to leave the marriage, or she is going to stick around and she's going to become a child of God herself. I just think it's a matter of time for that to happen. You know, it's just like with everything else, you know, you just got to kind of keep going day by day and keep things rolling. And it's really the only way that, you know, you can do it. But this this new way I'm going to do it is I'm going to gather more and more people and take the equipment. I will end up buying another mic and another set of headsets, and I would be able to run three people at a time. And right now I just want to do the couples. I want to sit down and have them be able to talk to me just like I'm talking to them right now, and tell their stories, you know, and have someone ask them questions that probably everybody else is wondering, you know, how did you get here? What was it? You know, and I have a whole story myself. I mean, a huge story to contribute to this. So anyway, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank you for listening to this. I just want to put it out there. And like I said, this is just testing all the equipment out. So you guys have a wonderful day and night, and God bless, and my prayers are always with everybody. Bye-bye.